From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. President Bush paid a personal visit to Capitol Hill today, something he's not done very often in his presidency. He arrived this morning by motorcade for a closed-door meeting with congressional Republicans. His task was to shore up support for his policies, especially on Iraq, among members of his own party. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
President Bush, flanked by House Speaker Dennis Hastert and Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist, strode down a hallway of the Capitol and waved to reporters before heading into a large conference room on the House side of the building. The president's message this morning was for Republican ears only, and after a session that lasted just over half an hour, Mr. Bush exited just as quickly, offering the press nothing more than a quick good morning. The reviews coming from those inside were extremely positive. Deborah Price is a member of Congress from Ohio.
We just finished a bicameral conference with the President of the United States. It was a very upbeat meeting. The President got many standing ovations.
Price and other Republicans present said the President expressed determination to continue the job of bringing stability to Iraq, that there's a great deal more to be done, but that the U.S. work there will continue. The President also restated his commitment to stick to the June 30th deadline to turn over authority to an interim Iraqi government. That governing body has yet to be defined. But Representative Price described the president's words this way.
He talked about a government of ministries with a prime minister. He talked about time to take the training wheels off. The Iraqi people have been in training, and now it's time for them to take the bike and go forward.
Those inside said the president mentioned just very briefly the scandal surrounding the abuse of Iraqis held at the Abu Ghraib prison outside Baghdad. Senator Rick Santorum of Pennsylvania told reporters that Mr. Bush talked about the violence and unrest in Iraq, warning that more is coming.
Look, I mean, it's no surprise to anyone here that this has been a rough couple of months for the president, particularly on the issues of Iraq. And I think he was here to remind folks that we do have a policy, and this policy is going to be tough. Things, as I think he commented, are very likely to get worse before they get better.
One thing the president did not do on the Hill today is take any questions from his fellow Republicans, even though it had been anticipated that he would. This was not a discussion, it was a speech. The event itself was also a late addition to the schedule and done with little fanfare. It came amid growing congressional discontent, even by some Republicans, about a White House that they say hasn't kept them closely informed on everything from what the administration knew about the events at Abu Ghraib to how money Congress has been asked to appropriate for Iraq and Afghanistan will be spent. But at the White House, Press Secretary Scott McClellan dismissed the notion that that was the president's motivation today.
And so this was an opportunity for the president to go to the Capitol and thank them for all their hard work before they head off to recess. And they talked about a number of important priorities that we're pursuing. They talked about our shared agenda. And the president thanked them for all that we have worked together to accomplish on behalf of the American people.
Even so, today's trip by the president to Capitol Hill took place at a time when polls show a big decline in public support for his policies in Iraq, a trend the White House wants badly to reverse. This is also the start of a renewed push by the administration. Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld made his own trip to the Capitol today, also for a behind-closed-door session, though his meeting included Republicans and Democrats. And the president is preparing for a series of major speeches on Iraq to be delivered between now and the scheduled transfer of power at the end of June. The first such speech will be next Monday at the Army War College in Pennsylvania. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.